He went out to these farmers and bought straw, barley straw and oat straw, and we made straw ticks out of that. Until they had money appropriated, or grant checks, is what they call them, and to buy them their bedding and the various things that they needed. And so that way, many a night we'd work until 10, 11 o'clock at night, go out and get the supplies for the people that they need, make them comfortable as much as we knew and how to. Lots of people come in, they didn't have a dime. We'd buy kerosene for them so they could cook them their meal and be warm. And it's pitiful the way we see some people come in here in the wintertime, have nothing, just sleep on the floors. Just floor. And maybe a few, well, if they had some of them that had a car, they'd get the cushions out of their cars and lay down on them. Because the tents would leak, and the water would run in, so they'd get themselves off of the floor and try to keep dry in that way. And then we had a lot of sickness, and the ones that were on the sick committee, myself, I was on the sick committee, we'd make the rounds every morning in each unit, 40 families to the unit, and if there was anyone that needed medical care, they were turned in at the clinic, at the nurse, and she would go around and see them, and if they need doctor's care, the doctor would come and take care of them. And those that had contagious diseases were taken to the isolation camp, unit. So everything fared well. We've lost only a very few cases. Everything was taken care of very nicely. We have a wonderful nurse. We have good doctors come in here every day. And every 2 weeks they change doctors.
Could you tell us anything about the private nurse?
Well, I didn't go out to see any of the private camps. We were out at the county camp a few times. And that's sorely in need of sanitation in those places. But the private camps, I didn't visit any of those, although the nurse would tell us about it in the welfare meetings of the very poor conditions that were carried on.
Did you try to help any of those people and find if you had enough to do to take care of people here?
Well, we did. We'd go out and we'd choose certain women out of the welfare and the nurse there, and they would go out and
to
the private camps and take care of those. And they would be asked to come in here to medical care in here, have certain days that they could come in. And so they were all taken care of as much as it was possible.
You have things pretty well organized here now, don't you?
Very well.
What do you think, Mrs. Becker, the future of these camps? What's likely to happen? What's likely to happen to people of whom they are?
Well, that's very hard to say. Because the people drift back and forth so much, if they were more stationed, a person could come to an agreement with them or get them lined up with something. But just about the time a person really gets acquainted with them and knows what they can do and what they can't do and would do, well, up and they go again. Just like now, we've got, well, there's only now three of us that were in here tonight. No, four families that were of the old-timers from last fall, see? And that's just the way things go. So you see, it's kind of hard to even say that, to know what it would be. Mm-hmm. Although there's lots of people that if they had an opportunity to have a home, they would be willing to settle down and call it home.
Mm-hmm. What do you think... Any of these people will be going back to Oklahoma and Texas?
Well, lots of them will.
If conditions were better.
Yes, mm-hmm. If conditions were better. They often say if we had a welfare set up or the WPA set up, relief, like they have in California, they'd sure be back home. Mm-hmm. Because they say...
late about the grapes of wrath, but I find that if we live right, some way, somehow, we'll find a happy landing sooner or later. I have heard much said concerning the federal camps as being a very undesirable place, but my experience has proven to be quite the contrary. We have lived in various private camps and found conditions very unsatisfactory, with much more rent to pay. So finally, family and I decided to move into the migratory camp at Shafter, California. We landed here the 16th day of September, 1939. Some things haven't been so very pleasant, but on an average, it has been a nice place to live. After living here now for about 11 months, I call it the poor man's paradise. Whether you have money or no, you will always find a place to eat and sleep. We find various people here, of different rearing, and some are educated, some uneducated, some are good and some are indifferent. But nevertheless, it teaches one a good lesson to try to get along with the various classes of people. It's a good experience. It's something that we all need. In fact, I believe the more we get of this, the better we will become, the better citizens. And when we get the better things of life, we will appreciate them more.
Why don't you tell us about your experiences when you first landed in camp?
In camp?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, now, when we came here to the camp last September, we was rather inexperienced about this camp life. It was the first time of being in this government camp. We had to get acquainted, and the first thing we had to learn was the hot water system, the ironing, and the laundering, and the sewing, and various things, and get acquainted with various lines. But it was very easy to learn, because there was people that were kind of a overseers of each unit. And they, as soon as they'd see strangers coming, they'd come around, "Well, is there anything we can do for you? We ain't acquaint you with the various things." So they'd tell us where the hot water was and where the wash machines were and the irons and the sewing machines. And it made it easy for us to get acquainted.
What were you saying about the welfare lady? What's that?
Well, and then in the, when it got cold towards, about the middle of October, we had a lot of sickness here, so we organized a welfare. And there was 34 members in the welfare. And we'd meet every week on Wednesday night and talk matters over and various families that needed attention. Some people needed bedding, others needed food. Some people come in here with just their suitcases, nothing else. And, as some of them, just a suitcase, just looked as though they had something with them, but they had nothing. And then it depended on what unit they were in. the women of that unit, we were six women to a unit in the beginning of the welfare. And there was the... Those the sick and health were the ones that took care of the needy. Well, then we made up food for them, and we had lots of bedding in the welfare, and we'd supply them with bedding.